You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tonight is the La Crosse County Board Planning Meeting. The board will take up monthly proclamations and also review its 2024 audit as part of its monthly agenda items. The 2024 financial report will also be presented. In addition, the board may be taking up ordinance changes. The planning meeting is tonight in the county boardroom. The county board will then meet for its regular monthly meeting on August 21st to go over anything added to the agenda tonight or by committees meeting during the week. The city's Judiciary and Administration Committee voted to recommend adding drinking fountains around La Crosse at its most recent meeting. The new drinking fountains would be accessible to all, which is the reason why the current green bubblers around the city are turned off. A measure to delay removing the bubblers for historic reasons, which were shut off at the start of the year for not complying with ADA, failed to gain support. The recommendation to add drinking fountains around the city will move on to the full Common Council next week. After pushback from local residents, businesses, and emergency services, a planned closure of Highway 35 between Trempealeau and Holman has been delayed until at least 2029. The project, which was scheduled to begin in 2027, would have closed the highway to replace four bridges. Community members were not in favor of a full closure of the highway. The Wisconsin DOT's revised plan called for a single-lane closure instead of a full closure. A public meeting on the project will be held at the Trempealeau Village Hall on August 19th. A Cooley Region bowling alley is being sold, with the current owner celebrating their final week in business. According to a post on Facebook, Nordic Lanes in Westby will be sold this month. The current owner of Nordic Lanes thanked customers for 13 years of supporting their business. The final Friday night fish fry will be this week. A farewell party is scheduled for Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m., which the public is welcome to attend. The new owners said, quote, that they hope to continue the legacy of community, kindness, excitement, and fun. If you've ever wanted to work with wildlife, now's your chance. With more, here's Civic Media's Charlie Pittman.
The Wisconsin DNR is putting out a call for help this time of year. If you spot a deer or a game bird, help the DNR track it. Paul Frater is wildlife data analyst at the DNR.
Data from both Operation Deer Watch and the Game Bird Survey are used to measure the reproductive capacity of this year's deer, turkey, rough grouse, and pheasant populations.
The data helps scientists measure the fawn to doe ratio for deer and the holts to hens ratio for game birds. Those are used in decisions around wildlife management. Operation Deer Watch runs through September 30th, while the Game Bird Survey wraps up at the end of this month. Frater says there's a reason the survey's happening now.
Late summer is really an ideal time for counting both deer and game birds with their offspring, because the young are still typically found really close to their mothers, but they are readily distinguishable from the adults. Juveniles are still quite a bit smaller than adults. Fawn deer still have their spots, which makes it easy to tell them apart from the adults. These characteristics just help to provide a more accurate count of juveniles to adults.
Both surveys ask you to record wildlife from dawn to dusk. The Game Bird Survey asks where and when you saw a ruffed grouse, a ring-necked pheasant, a wild turkey, or a gray partridge, and whether they were alone or in a brood. Operation Deer Watch asks for all the deer you've seen, whether they're does, bucks, or fawns. It'll also ask you whether the fawns are alone or with their doe. Frater says, take your time with that last question. While it can be hard to tell if you're driving, it's a crucial question. State biologists started collecting this data at least 60 years ago to get a handle on wildlife populations. But the surveys have been open to the public for about the last 15 years. You can submit your data with your smartphone using the Survey 123 app. The DNR says don't try and submit your data if you're behind the wheel.
After Trump administration cuts to public broadcasting, one station in Wisconsin is in danger of shutting down. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lacoutere Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going. largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north. Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here. So therefore, the radio is basically the only news and entertainment source for people, a weather emergency, school closings.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. Believe it or not, high school sports are back this month. The first sport that can hold competition is girls' golf, with its earliest event date on August 14th. Girls' tennis can hold its first meets on August 16th, and girls' swimming and diving can begin competitions on August 20th. Wisconsin's most participated in high school sport, football, can begin play on August 21st. The remaining fall sports, cross-country, volleyball, and boys' soccer, can begin competitions on August 26th. Fall sports championships begin in October and finish the week before Thanksgiving. It'll be a little drier today after a wet weekend, but there's still chances of scattered showers and storms today in western Wisconsin with highs in the low to mid-80s. We'll get a chance to dry out the next couple of days with sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s, Tuesday and Wednesday, but rain chances will return later in the week as temperatures begin to climb heading into the weekend. By Friday, highs are expected to be close to 90 degrees, and humidity returns with the higher temps as well. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series against the Pirates tonight after a thrilling 7-6 win yesterday to sweep the Mets. The game tied at 6-6. Bottom of the ninth, Isaac Collins at the plate. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Collins today with two hits. He's 2-for-4. Collins, fly ball.
Despite the floods in Milwaukee, over 37,000 fans came to the ballpark to support the team. Was there concern they might stay home?
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I honestly didn't know like if fans weren't going to be able to make it, and they showed out. Like, that's just AmFam for you, Brewers Nation. You know, they love their Brewers, and you know, I love playing for this team.
That's the Brewers' Isaac Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eddie Murphy has pretty much been an open book for most of his incredibly impressive career. He was a highly successful comedian, one of the most popular SNL actors ever, and has had a lengthy movie career packed with several blockbusters like Beverly Hills Cop and Trading Places. That did not stop him from pointing out some of the blemishes on his resume in a recent interview with Complex 360. Murphy had no problem discussing some of his clunkers, which included maybe what Murphy considers to be his biggest bomb, The Adventures of Pluto Nash. The sci-fi comedy came out in 2002 and is also one of the biggest flops of all time after bombing with critics and only making $7 million against a $100 million budget. 1998's Holy Man is also on his list and lost big bucks, but when asked about his critically panned comedy Norbit, where Murphy played several different characters, Murphy held his ground and said he loved the movie. More honesty like this, please. Love Eddie Murphy. The music industry is still mourning the loss of Ozzy Osbourne. Wife Sharon Osbourne has said there will be a biopic of the rocker's life. Before you get too excited and think it's going to be all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, the Osbournes say it will focus on their marriage. The project was first announced in 2021, and all the Osbournes will play a role, with his children being listed as producers. Here's a Vigilante Justice news update. The Batman Part 2 has movement. Production will start filming in the spring of 2026, according to Variety. The film will not hit theaters until the following year, with a premiere date set for October 1 of 2027. Robert Pattinson is back to portray the Dark Knight. The production has been delayed several times, but all the ducks appear to be in a row. Matt Reeves is back in the director's chair. I was beginning to think this would never happen. James Cameron's Titanic won 11 Oscars and made over $1 billion at the global box office. The film almost had a much different look, though, as Matthew McConaughey was a frontrunner for the role of Jack Dawson, which ultimately went to Leonardo DiCaprio in the 1997 film. According to producer John Lando's book, McConaughey had a great read at the audition and everyone liked it. Cameron thought it was great, too, but asked the actor to read it again. McConaughey said, "No, that was good," which, according to Lando, kept McConaughey off the cruise. The world is about to get funnier thanks to Warner Brothers, who has just announced it has greenlit a Kristen Wiig and Jonah Hill film, a new comedy called Cut Off. The two funny stars play a pair of entitled siblings, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Hill is attached as the film's director and Wiig is producing. The film is set for release sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 60s for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.